Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 32. This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
So excited.
We are so excited. It's Sunday, and that's all I have to say about that.
Work is tomorrow.
Poof.
Whoop-de-doo.
You don't need to remind me. I try to forget.
Push it out of our memory.
Yeah, I try to.
You know, before when we've talked about the new girl, before she started there.
Oh, Bailey.
Bailey?
Yeah.
There's been a few times I caught myself where I've almost called her Bailey.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. It is.
I literally have never been close to calling her Bailey.
Well, you're almost like forget about it.
Well, that's true. I don't talk to anybody.
Where, like, I go to say her name and I'm thinking Bailey. I never actually called her Bailey yet, but I'm like, it sounds
similar. I scared her the other day, though. I walked up to her.
You scare everybody.
I know. I, like, walked up to her to talk to her about something, and it was, like, something that wasn't, like, scary at all. It was just, like, a matter-of-fact thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, this person called, you know, about their glasses, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, I thought you were going to tell me something that I messed up. And I was like, no. And she's like, well, your face, you look, like, so serious. And I'm like, that's my face, Bailey. Gosh.
No.
And then I walked away and she's like, you need to smile more. And I was like,
ugh.
Yeah. I was like, you want to be stabbed, Bailey? Tell me to smile one more time. And then I'll be like, why so serious?
And then you
and then I take, yeah, and then you take the knife.
Like. No, she did tell me something that day, how you had scared her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, she used to work over in our area. And then she would come out with something. And then, like, we were all, I was like, and she's my best friend. And I would be, like, scared that she's coming to me to tell me about something that was messed up. I was like, she's intimidating, yes. Just be glad she doesn't work over here anymore,
why.
Baby.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I came out there. Like, I wasn't coming out, like, doom and gloom. Like, I was, like, just, you know, coming out being like, oh, hey, this is messed
maybe,
up.
Maybe
or,
you
hey,
should
what
smile
about this?
More.
Apparently. Just keep smiling. Like, our last couple episodes. Whatever. Whatever, Bailey. Gosh.
Just start calling her that to put her in her place.
I should.
This is America.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
Name is Bailey.
Yeah.
Got all my bitches,
so.
Bailey.
Exactly.
No, but you are intimidating. Like I said, I wish I had more of your persona, not where this, like, everybody
no,
feels
well,
like they can talk to
well,
me.
Well, exactly. You have, like, that friendly persona, and I like we were talking earlier, I said I used to be like that at, like, one of my previous jobs, and then you get all these creepos that, like, thought that you were friendly and interested in them, and then, like, I would have guys, like, sending me, like, love letters and stuff like that. Like, this 40-year-old guy who would be like, oh, I wish I was young again, blah, 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 and I'm like, gross. So then I was like, no. Yeah, I was like shutting this down. Like, I was like, no.
I'm not smiling at anybody
I
ever.
Know. I was like, oh, you think I'm approachable and friendly? No.
I hate you.
I hate everybody. But actually, I don't. That's just what my face says.
Yeah,
just like,
but you just let your face do the talking.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get past that, then
all
maybe,
the layers,
maybe.
Like an onion.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get past those layers, maybe I'll be friendly. Just maybe.
If you play your lucky. Cards
right. Yeah, if you're lucky. Gosh. Were you intimidated when we first met? Like, when we first started working together?
Well, you have more of an intimidating personality. Hmm. Where, like, your mom was the one who, like, made us start talking
that's
to each
true.
Other.
She did, yeah.
Because
and,
I
like,
said I'd recognized you from how many years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I know, which I was like, huh? And I was like, what? And I always thought that you're, like, more, like, quiet and, like, innocent and, like,
I was so innocent.
A little bit scared, but.
Like Britney Spears.
Yeah, like.
Not that innocent.
No,
to quote,
exactly.
To quote the great
I
Britney
know,
Spears.
Like, how my first impressions of you till now, I'm like, that didn't match up at all. Like, I was
no.
Like, what?
I liked to people. Keep people guessing.
You do, like when you first started cussing and I was like dropping F-bombs and stuff, I'm like, man, I'm the more innocent one and
just
I look more
Al-Qaeda.
Like the bitch, like Al-Qaeda
dropping my F-bombs no okay
no I was like what
ba-bum no
no that's not a quotable moment.
Oh, I'm making it quotable.
Are you?
Just call me
dropping
Al-Qaeda.
Bombs like Al-Qaeda. No.
Okay, I try. Yeah. No, I am more quiet around people I don't know.
Mm.
Or groups of people. I just, like,
I am too.
Shut down. But yeah, no, I was super quiet when I started there. And, like, who
yeah,
I was working with up front.
That's
and
true. You had to be quiet. She scared you right away.
It was so scary.
Yeah, it was.
I wanted to quit so bad.
Me too.
Because she was so scary.
Yeah.
But no, see, not everybody. I goof around with everybody.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
Like America's sweetheart.
You
at,
are.
At our office. Besides me and the lady who's been there 20 years, we're both like.
Yep.
The sweethearts there.
Yep. It's true.
Everybody loves us.
It's true.
Well, mostly.
Yeah.
Everybody loves her.
Yeah. Me, I'm just intimidating, like.
You are.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
That's your thing.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, allergies.
A cat, though.
Yep.
I got the whole lowdown on your cat.
I know, every time we hang out now, yeah, every time we hang out now, that's all I talk about.
I know, I don't even talk about, like, Banjo, my dog.
No, you can't anymore, because I'm too busy talking about my cat.
Dude, your cat moves.
No, there's a fly in here. I know, now I'm just like, whoa.
Let's talk about something for real.
For real?
We got our trip planned.
Oh, yeah, that is some big news.
Instead of this dumb shit we're talking about.
I know, yeah.
We're going to California.
California. And it's my first time going, so I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. And I've been to California twice.
Mm.
But it's been 9 years for me.
I just hope it's warm. Like I said, if we get there and it's like the time we went to Arizona and it was like 55 degrees, I'm going to be so
lower
upset.
Lower that one day. I think it's yes. like 47.
Yes. People's so like, California, you better deliver.
They will.
They better.
We're going to be in LA for 2 days. Then we'll be down in like the Anaheim, Huntington Beach area.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so excited to have the resort right on the beach, right by the ocean. Yes, that's all I wanted.
Yeah, we have high standards now for where we stay. So.
We really do. Deidre, I told her, she brings out like the worst in me. She makes me kind of bitchy. And then I have these high expectations. And now like cheap little motels are like $100 a night. I'm like, no.
That's not our standard.
Unless we're skydiving and we have to save a little money and we're going to stay at the Baymont. If we have to. But not this trip.
No.
No expense spared.
I feel like the older I've gotten, the more I'm like, you know what? I don't care that I'm spending so much on a hotel. As long as I'm comfortable.
I know, because other people are like, oh, geez.
I know.
It's like, Deidre brought me up to her high standards. And now I want these nice hotels.
See,
I don't want this cheap
hotel.
Yeah,
why settle for some garbage hotel that's worse than the place you
live?
If
you're staying there for like a week?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want a nice place?
Like, I might as well stay home if it's worse than my house.
Bring the beach to your house.
Huh?
Bring the beach to your house.
Yeah.
Just sit there with an umbrella.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And drink with an umbrella in it.
Yep. That's it. Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited, though.
So we'll see some museums.
Yep, museums, and then relax by the pool if it's warm.
And the sauna at the resort.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be nice.
And the whale watching thing.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I think that was only 20
Universal?
Oh, yeah, Universal.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to go to Universal.
Yes, because Halloween night's Harry Potter land.
That's fine. I mean, let's do it. Are we going to dress up for that?
We could.
Like in our regular Halloween
ensemble?
Well, we
have our Halloween. We might as well.
Yeah. Even though that's not Universal, but whatever. Were they going to kick us out? They should give us a discount. A superhero discount.
Right? With your Catwoman and my Black Widow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and like I said, if you really want to go to Disneyland, I would do that for you. Even though I've been to Disneyland and Disney World.
I go back and forth. Like, I'm like, yeah, I really do. Like, that was one of my dreams, was go to Disneyland, because I just, like, you know, love some of the old school Disney stuff. Not new school. Forget Moana and Frozen. Whatever. But, like, that old school stuff. But then I don't like the lines. Like, I feel like I'll pay for something that I'll be, like, disappointed. Like, it's not going to be up to my standard, once again.
Well, yeah.
Are they going to give me water, no ice with a straw? Well, I don't do straws anymore. But.
Our hotels are $250 and $300 a night. I mean, and those are up to standards.
Yeah.
Disneyland, you pay less than that.
It's true.
So.
Yeah, and then, like, there's going to be, like, kids everywhere.
There's a lot of kids.
Yeah, and so I'm like, well, I mean, like, yeah, I'd like to take pictures of some cool characters. You have to stand in line.
Mm-hmm. But,
and I'm not much of a ride person either, so.
Neither am I. So, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We'll see when I'm there, maybe. Well, I guess you'd probably have to get tickets before, huh?
I feel like you do, but you can get them when you're there, too, but winding up.
Oh, I guess that's the
end. I guess we'll decide.
Yeah, stay tuned to see if we go to Disneyland.